Hello and welcome to On the Road with the Jaguars. I'm Brian Sexton along with Jeff Loggeman. The Jaguars just off the plane at Baltimore Washington International Airport to the Inner Harbor, your old stomping ground, sort of.
Yeah, this is kind of close to my neck of the woods, and I'm very much looking forward to some crabs. You know, I mean, the Baltimore and Chesapeake Bay are known for their crabs, and so we're going to get our grub on tonight.
Yeah, well, the crabs are pretty glad you're back, I'm sure about that. Let's talk a little bit about the third preseason game against the Ravens. First of all, this is the game in which the starters are going to get the most playing time.
Yeah, Mike Mularkey actually is a little bit old school in that he believes that the third preseason game, you want to play your starters all the way into the third quarter. This is a game plan week, which is a little bit different than other weeks. It's not so much that they have intricate game plans for themselves as it is they're looking at their opponents a lot more. They want to see how a lot of these players can react to a game plan. So the starter's going to play into the third quarter. And if you're a guy that's considered a bubble player, your opportunities are going to be very limited this week. So when you do get the opportunity in the fourth quarter, you better make the most of it because they're not going to last long.
Is there still an opportunity for a guy to make the roster who hasn't already somewhere in the minds of coaches or scouts earned a spot?
Always to me. And I think you really have got to be able to do that on special teams. Special teams is where you're going to make your mark. Antoine Blake comes to mind. Safety, he's deep on the depth chart, but he's been making an impact the last couple weeks on special teams. Very fast player, very physical player. So he's a guy that's already making a mark, but other people have to step up. If you're a rookie player, unless you're going to be a starter or a primary backup, you've got to make the team on special teams.
Yeah, we can talk about Darryl Smith, Eugene Monroe, Will Rackley, guys who aren't going to play, but the story of this game is a guy who is. Rasheen Matthews will see his first action since injuring the ACL in Indy last season.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to seeing him because he has looked fantastic in training camp so far. Now, he hasn't been stressed. They wanted to wait until they got him to a natural surface, so we're going to see Rasheen 8 to 10 plays, and a good test for Rasheen. Anquan Boldin and Torrey Smith. Anquan Boldin, a very physical wide receiver. Torrey Smith has great speed, so whichever side they end up lining up on, he's going to be tested either way.
Jeff, Mike Mularkey told me earlier this week that Baltimore was a game he really wanted on the preseason schedule. He wanted to look at a 3-4 that does a lot of different intricate moves, and the other thing was this was a team that Bob Gronkowski and he both knew well from their days in the AFC North. So this is familiarity to get the game plan together and the chance to play Ray Lewis.
I think their jerseys color fit them well. I mean, this is the black and blue division, the AFC North, you know, with Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens. I mean, this is a football team. Ever since John Harbaugh was the head coach, they've been in the playoffs. Great test. I mean, this whole preseason now, four playoff teams from a year ago, and this is number three.
All right. Stay tuned. More to come from Baltimore in advance of the Jaguars-Ravens game here on Jaguars.com.